I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Doctor Who is a show all about time travel, so the Doctor can experience events in very complicated ways, and their timeline might not always give them the quickest way to a resolution. Look at Riversong. The Doctor met her at the end of her life when she knew him very well. They dropped in and out of each other's lives for years, and it was, to put it simply, complicated. There's such a rich history in Doctor Who, which allows current writers to look back and make as many connections as they want to the past. For example, in 1983's The Five Doctors, the Doctor steals the seal of the High Council from the Master. It wouldn't be until 2013's Time of the Doctor that he would actually use it, and remind us that I nicked it off the Master in the Death Zone. With a new series on the way, and David Tennant, Catherine Tate, Bernard Cribbins, and the rest of Donna's family all confirmed to return, it looks like we might finally be getting a payoff to the story where Donna couldn't remember the Doctor without potentially dying, a story that was set up 14 years ago. So with that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Who Culture here with 10 longest payoffs in Doctor Who history. Number 10, RTD Arcs. In Season 1, we keep seeing the words Bad Wolf. In Season 2, we had Torchwood. In Season 3, we spotted Vote Saxon posters. And in Season 4, we kept being told that planets and bees were disappearing. Each of these mysteries was developed over their respective seasons, with information slowly being gradually drip-fed as we progressed through the story. The arcs would all last for an entire season and then hit us hard at the end. The best of these arcs was in Season 4. Multiple threads ran through the episodes: the disappearing planets and bees, the return of Rose Tyler, mentions of the Dr. Donna, the Medusa Cascade, and There's Something on Your Back. All of these things would return towards the end of the season to bite us on the backside when it all came together. Season 4 was an absolute masterclass in storytelling from Russell T. Davies and his team, and these arcs are something we're really excited to see when RTD returns. We can only wonder what he's got up his sleeve, but we know it's going to be good. Number 9, He Will Knock 4 Times. When the Master appeared in Season 3, it seemed he was defeated by the end, but we knew he'd be back after the mysterious woman retrieved his ring from the ashes. She would of course go on to revive the Master for the 2009 special The End of Time, which aired 2.5 years after the Master's last appearance. During the course of the specials leading up to this story, the Doctor learns of the prophecy that claims he will knock 4 times. Fans instantly connected this to the Master. However, when the moment came, it was actually Wilf who knocked 4 times after being trapped in a glass case that's going to fill with radiation, leaving Ten in a moral predicament. He thought he had cheated death and was suddenly confronted with the fact that he had to die to save his friend. This twist of fate had been a long time coming. He met Donna in 2006 and came across Wilf in 2007. He found Donna again and travelled with her again in 2008, then dropped back into Wilf's life in 2009. Fate was pulling him towards this for a very long time. Even more surprising is it looks like they're being pulled back together now, 14 years later. Number 8, Rose Gets Her Doctor. Ten and Rose had a romantic connection that sadly ended before they could fully confess their feelings. The tragic events of Doomsday, which led to Rose being sucked into an alternate dimension and Ten burning up a sun to say goodbye, emotionally ruined us all and left us devastated that neither of them got their happy ending. A couple of years later, in Season 4, Rose made a surprise return from her alternate dimension as the walls between realities began to break down. She spends the entire series reaching out to the Doctor, and when they're finally reunited, the Doctor is exterminated by a Dalek, only to regenerate back into himself. This unconventional regeneration scene leaves the Doctor with a Metacrisis clone. At the end of the arc, once everything is worked out, the Doctor leaves his Metacrisis clone with Rose. This version of the Doctor is the same as ours, but will age and live as close to a human life as is possible. Seeing Ten leave Rose with the him that he could never be is absolutely heartbreaking, but it's a payoff that was unexpected, and even addressed the Doctor's final words to Rose, which were cut short. Still, he doesn't get to say outright that he loves her. Number 7. Clara goes too far. Clara's arc saw her build herself up to believe she's on the same level as the Doctor and acts like she's invincible. It was an interesting study of what can happen when people get too close to the Doctor if he builds them up as he did with Clara. Of course, she also had the Impossible Girl story to back her up too. She had been the most important person in the Doctor's life, with fragments of her scattered through space and time that were designed to die to keep the Doctor safe. Clara is often criticized as a prime example of being a Mary Sue character, but under the surface, there's a lot of psychological damage to her. This led her to make so many brave yet rash decisions and eventually sent her to her death. It's genuinely harrowing how her character develops so drastically and makes us view the Doctor who encouraged her in an entirely different way. Clara's death wasn't the end, though. During the events of Hellbent, it was made clear that her Mary Sue-style storyline even managed to help her escape death and fly off in her own TARDIS. Maybe it is a fitting full-circle ending for the companion who became too much like the Doctor. Number 6. Yaz's love for 13. Some say that Yaz's love for the 13th Doctor has come from nowhere and has been shoehorned in too little too late. However, lots of fans spotted it way back in the early days of her run in season 11. It began with Yaz's reaction when her mum asked if her and the Doctor were together. Throughout their adventures, the way Yaz looked at the Doctor said everything. It becomes very obvious when you add in moments like in Can You Hear Me, where Yaz ran away from home after suffering from a mental health breakdown, and her ability to call out the Doctor when she needs to. Her behaviour when the Doctor returns in Revolution of the Daleks, where she gets mad and pushes her, always felt extreme for just a friend, and the way she keeps replaying and reacting to the hologram in Flux is rooted in a deeper love. These are just a handful of examples, but guaranteed on a rewatch it'll be very obvious that Yaz was always in love. It's a shame it took until Eve of the Daleks, almost 4 years after her debut, for her to admit it, but it's nice to see some LGBTQ+ representation being handled sensitively and sweetly. It was even more exciting, but equally heartbreaking, to see the Doctor handle the situation the way that she did.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 5. Silence Will Fall. Eleven's era began in 2010 and was haunted by the sinister phrase, silence will fall. The arc incorporated the cracks in space and time, the terrifying silence monsters, and the fields of Trenzalore where the Doctor's tomb resides. In the season 7 finale, The Name of the Doctor must speak his name to enter his tomb, but refuses to speak. Instead, River Song, who is a ghost, says his name and opens the tomb without us hearing it. Later on in 2013's Christmas special, The Time of the Doctor, it was revealed that the Time Lords were on the other side of the crack and they wanted the Doctor to confirm his name and help them to return. Still, the Doctor refused to answer because the Time Lord's return would trigger another Time War. At this time, we see the Kavarian sect split from the Church, a moment that triggered the Silence Will Fall arc that we've already lived through. It's a confusing arc, but one that lasted an entire Doctor's era. All of this chaos is dedicated to prevent the Doctor from revealing his name and continue the mystery of Doctor Who. Number 4. River Song at the Singing Towers. When the Doctor first meets River in the library in 2008's Silence in the Library, she sacrifices herself to save the day. River is heartbroken that this Doctor doesn't know her and promises that she knows him very well, even hinting that they are married. In her dying moments, she name-drops certain adventures and talks about their last meeting when the Doctor turned up with a haircut, a new suit, and took her away for a romantic getaway at the Singing Towers of Dorylium. River returned multiple times over the next few years, appearing in the adventures that she had mentioned in her final moments, like the crash of the Byzantium. Her time with Eleven saw their relationship blossom through their adventures and lead up to their marriage. After the 11th Doctor regenerated, the 12th Doctor wasn't lucky enough to meet River until after Clara's death. It was 2015's Christmas episode, The Husbands of River Song, that took us to Dorylium. The episode's closing scene shocked viewers by appearing from nowhere and showing the heartbreaking scene which had been mentioned almost 8 years ago. Needless to say, the emotional scenes in this unexpected payoff ruined everyone's Christmas. Number 3. The Time War Genocide. The Doctor returned in the first series of New Who, having been through hell. We learn about the Time War, which wiped out the Time Lords and left the Doctor as the last of their kind. As the series progressed, we discover more when Ten talks more about the Time War and their home planet being decimated, and we learn even more so from Eleven. For 7 seasons, we see a character shaped by the pain of the horrors they endured and choices they made in this war, most notably in moments seen in Gridlock and the Rings of Akaten. It took until the 50th anniversary episode in 2013, a whole 8 years after the revival began, to finally get to see a real glimpse of the Time War. We even learn about a secret incarnation that we had never known about. In The Day of the Doctor, we see Ten and Eleven meet the forgotten War Doctor and help him come to terms with what he has to do. They stand by his side and comfort him as he prepares to destroy all of the Time Lords to win the Time War. But thankfully, they realize they don't need to commit genocide and can instead save Gallifrey with the help of every Doctor. It was a surprising payoff at the end of a long, tragic arc and finally allowed the Doctor a reason to celebrate. Number 2. Twice Upon a Time. In Capaldi's last outing as the 12th Doctor, he met up with his first incarnation at the end of his life. With both Doctors refusing to regenerate, the story follows the pair as they eventually help each other accept their impending regenerations. While this didn't directly mirror events from the 10th planet, it was a beautifully thought-out tie-in that made a strong, poignant finale to the 12th Doctor's reign, which had been built on the foundation of being the Doctor who saves people. The themes of death weren't just limited to the Doctors. It also involved a couple of soldiers from the First World War, frozen in a moment, struggling with being able to kill each other. They're eventually saved when the Christmas Day miracle begins and all soldiers famously put down their weapons and come together. Seeing the good influenced by 12, the First Doctor decides he's ready to move on and goes back to his TARDIS. In this moment, the episode cuts back to the original footage of the regeneration, bringing us full circle to the moment that had taken place 50 years previously. Number 1. The Morbius Doctors. The Morbius Doctors appeared way back in 1976's serial The Brain of Morbius. Their inclusion was said to hint at the potential of multiple lives before Hartnell's Doctor, but for years it was completely overlooked or dismissed. Some fans were convinced it meant something though, and theories about the forgotten lives have caused controversy for years. After the Timeless Child twist in 2020, the Morbius Doctors were no longer possible to ignore. The modern twist proved that the Doctor had lived many lives before becoming what we knew as the First Doctor, and the Timeless Child story has become a major source of division between fans. Whether we love it or not, the Timeless Child is a part of Doctor Who now, and it does manage to make sense of the Morbius Doctors by giving us a payoff that goes beyond the show's beginnings in 1963. This takes us way back beyond the life of the First Doctor, and into a distant past that we were completely unaware of. The earlier mention of keeping the mystery of Doctor Who has really been emphasized with this development, which keeps us guessing and wondering how much we'll be able to learn about this mysterious past. This is definitely a payoff that's still paying off and will continue to for a very long time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.